श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। Alright, so on behalf of our teachers who are just now coming, I've been requested to ask you to share your realizations of your japa sessions, of the kirtan sessions, and so on. So to do that, I will ask you to get into small groups, groups of five. Not more than five persons. You all turn with the people who are just sitting around you, and you exchange your realizations of what you have learned. This is very precious. This is a time to actually solidify what you have gotten into your heart. So please quickly get into groups. Five, you can be six if you want, not more than eight. So turn around and face your partners and exchange your realizations.
In the material world, for one purpose mainly, to attract the conditioned souls, us, back to him by displaying his personal form, his pastimes, and the knowledge of the spiritual world and the knowledge of the activities of the spiritual world. Then he reenacts them here. So that's the purpose of the advent of the Lord, is to do that. So the Dham is also invented for that purpose. But Guru Raj Maharaj nicely personalized it, how he said they're actually anxious to give. The Dasa is actually anxious to give its mercy. All these elements here are actually anxious. That's what they're here for. But we have no adhikar or qualification to really appreciate that. But by hearing the prayers of these great personalities, they're giving us a mood in which to pray, that it's such a shame that, you know, we're missing out on this luxury, this opulence of Krishna consciousness, and it's available right now. The spiritual world is here. Just like the spiritual world, just in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the picture, the spiritual world. And within that, you've got the spiritual planets, and you've got the Brahmanda, this material world, like the cloud. Then again, within that cloud, Krishna descends and performs his pastimes, and the so it's the same place, it's the same area, it's the same time. It's touching. As someone said, within 1 minute you can be highly in Krishna consciousness or completely on the mental platform. So it's actually touching. Our consciousness is projected onto matter. Actually, the soul, we don't touch matter. But we've projected our consciousness on matter. But ourselves, we're the same nature of the whole spiritual world. So the idea is to reawaken that original consciousness, at least awaken a desire for that, to have that original consciousness. And that's why it's so important to hear from the realized souls and those great devotees who are serious about that. So we're very fortunate to have such exalted people to hear from, like our illustrious teachers who have spent many years on this subject and written books about it. It's not an easy task. It means someone has to be really serious to do something like that. Last year I met His Holiness Satchinandan Swami in doing some in Govardhan, somewhere in Govardhan, doing some solitary bhajan. And he said, it's very difficult to control the mind. Very difficult. Krishna says, one who's controlled the mind, the super soul is already reached. So we think we have difficulty chanting because the mind wanders, so it's like that. It's not an easy thing. And the sadhana bhakti is such a thing that if you're really serious about sadhana bhakti, really serious, you'll end up pulling your secret out or your hair out, crying because you've gone as far as you can. You've done everything. You've tried. You're doing your very best. And now what? So then, at that point in time, if you're really serious, then you can actually have realization how helpless we actually are. Because two things, right? The endeavor of the living entity, we must endeavor like anything, and the mercy of the Lord. So that endeavor we can do, the mercy of the Lord we can only hope and wait and pray for. The endeavor we can do, that's something that's within our ability. So we must endeavor, Srila Prabhupada says, you must strenuously endeavor to control the senses or hear Hare Krishna and perform these devotional activities. So here you have the best place, the best circumstances, the best association, but you have to, when one has to realize that, you know, you can't just come here every year and then go back and unwind and come back. And no, so we heard this morning, you have to take this consciousness with you. You have to make it a part of your life, Krishna consciousness. There's not two things, as Maharaj mentioned this morning. It's only one thing. You have to see everything in connection with Krishna. So it's not just you being here, otherwise why don't we also stay here? It's not such an easy thing. It takes personal endeavor to be Krishna conscious. I'm also living in the Dham for 30 years odd, and doing the five most favorable things for cultivating devotional service. Still it's difficult. Every day I have my problems. And I don't have any problems, like as you can imagine. If someone's living outside, you're living in the Dham, worshipping the deity, hearing the Bhagavatam class, chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees. Still it's difficult. So Srila Prabhupada said, Dham is a state of consciousness. So it doesn't really matter where you are. As long as that consciousness is there, then it doesn't really matter where you are, because you can serve Krishna right now, in any place, any time, any circumstance. So this is we should remember that this is a time. It's not Krishna consciousness is not something in the future, because as we heard, it's an experience. Krishna consciousness is right now. Now is the best time. Now is the only time we have to serve Krishna. So that time, present time, that's available wherever you are. So don't think it's such a, you're going to come here and get some, sprinkle some dham dust and here, and then you're going to go back and float. No, it's a constant endeavor to surrender. It's a moment-by-moment process of surrender. Now you surrender, the next moment you surrender, the next moment you surrender. Until you reach a very exalted position, you get this city of nishtha, ruchi. It's very exalted. Then it's all. Then there's no pressure. It's all attraction. You're running on attraction, and you don't have to endeavor. You're getting some taste. You'll actually want. So then it's all downhill. But until that time, it's a constant endeavor. You know, because every moment is different. The atmosphere is always changing. But you should see that every moment is an opportunity to surrender to Krishna. And why you want to surrender to Krishna? Because it's so nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we come here to not only hear it's nice, to actually feel how nice it is. I'm sure you've all felt a little ecstasy during this. Even a stone-hearted person like me shed one or two tears every day. Someone told me there was someone was crying a whole day yesterday during kirtan. It wasn't me, but I. So that's what you want. It's that conviction, and that coming from actually experience. You have to if once you've experienced that, even for a moment, and that's Krishna's kindness, because we're on the stage of Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti, but Krishna. Yogamaya opens a curtain. There it is. Little. But that's enough. Once we've experienced it, then we know what we're hearing about, what we're reading about is actual fact, because you've actually felt it. So that is a main thing. That you'll carry with it. So that conviction will give you the determination to continue in your practices and wait and hoping and praying for the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. May Srimati Radharani, who lives up on the hill, glance down upon all of us and bless us. May Lord Nisringadev remove all the obstacles in your path of devotional service. May our teachers bless us, that we can endure in Krishna consciousness and enjoy Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Salute.
Thank you, Pankajami Prabhu. And next I'd like to call, let me see who is on the list here, Sachi Kumar Prabhu from the US. And next I will call Varaha Rupa.
Hare Krishna. This is probably 8th or 9th Japa retreat I am attending. And oh, every retreat I take one application point with me, like trying to create a sacred place, and while chanting not to go to the computer, and try to do the 16 rounds at one stroke, give chanting the highest preference than anything else. Initial years I was very strict. I would not eat until I finished my 16 rounds. And recently I was trying to do, before Mangalatri I would complete my 16 rounds. And this retreat I was trying to apply this point of focus, that when chanting, the mind really takes us in different directions. So from this retreat, I would like to take this point of focus, trying to bring the mind back to the hearing of the chanting of the holy name. So I thank all the teachers who have given us a lot of inspiration and guidance in how to chant attentively by bringing the mind back to the hearing of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sakshi Kumar Prabhu. Is Varaha Rupa from Bombay.
From Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Burijan Prabhu. You reminded us that 1987, when you first started the VIHE, Madhurya Leela and myself, we were the samples of that first VIHE.
See the graduation.
Not graduation, the beginning stage. I would like to also thank Prasanta Mataji. She forever is inviting me for the retreat, but I always have an excuse not to come. And this year also, because I usually go on Braj Mandal Parikrama for a month, and again I would like to thank my dear friend Madhurya Leela. It's because of her I am here on the retreat. She arranged for everything. And I think also the presence of Giriraj Maharaj along with Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu is like the cherry on the ice cream, on the cake. My realization is that I'm always on Braj Mandal Parikrama, and this year we had like 1800 devotees, so it was quite overwhelming, especially when it came to chanting. And being a manager on Braj Mandal, every now and then I'm disturbed during my chanting to do this and that. So this year I made a point that I'm going to concentrate on my japa, and I would stay back at the end of the parikrama and chant. But now being here, I realized that though I'm chanting, I'm most of the time on Braj Mandal, I'm always looking down because I don't want to step onto a stone or a pricker. But this year I said, no, I'm going to concentrate on the dham, seeing the trees, the birds and everything. And now I realize when our teacher spoke that it's so important to have this relationship with Krishna. And now by chanting, having the relationship with the holy name, and I feel that connection when I was chanting here together with everybody, and that I felt that I was building up that relation. I remember in early days we used to have this group chanting where everybody chanted in one rhythm, but eventually that has stopped. And in our temple we have started a group chanting also, but then I realized that, you know, the chanting, it varies because we have one or two who like whistle during chanting, or, you know, they chant something so fast that you don't hear the word Krishna. So I tend to, being an introvert, I would leave that group and chant on my own. We have Prabhupada chanting in our gardens in Mumbai. So I would go towards one of those microphones where I can hear, the speakers where I can hear Prabhupada chanting. Because I remember over the years, even my chanting had become very fast. And now I'm trying to get that speed to chant slowly and to hear Krishna's name. So for that reason, I take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and I try to chant at his speed. And but being here, and I remember one very special thing that the Babaji said at Ter Kadam, that he says that here when Krishna blows his flute, he plays his flute, then all the gopis could hear. And that each flute, like each gopi would hear her being called by Krishna and that she would come. But he says, all of us, we don't hear Krishna's flute because we are covered by Maya. But he says Krishna is reciprocating through your heart. So he says all of you who have come here to chant 64 rounds have been called by Krishna personally. That's why you are all present here. And he said, for myself, you know, I cannot sit down for too long and chant japa because I'm always walking. So I have the tendency to chant my japa walking. So when I was told that we'll be chanting 64 rounds sitting down at Ter Kadam, I was wondering how I'm going to manage that. But like the dham, you know, the place and the time and circumstance with the association of so many wonderful devotees, I was very much inspired, and somehow, I don't know how I managed to chant my rounds sitting down. And it's so wonderful. And Burjan Prabhu, thank you so much. Even now when I'm chanting outside, when my mind wanders off, I hear your words saying, focus. Remember that one name of Krishna. So I'm sure that is what I'm going to take back with me. And there's lots of devotees from our temple here. And I know now I can chant in their association, and definitely those words will always remind us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vararupa. Yashomati? Next I will call Kaliya Krishna Prabhu.
First I'd like to apologize if I say anything that remotely offends anybody, and I'd like to thank Guru and Krishna if I manage to say something of any meaning, any value. When we were discussing in a small group, I'll say a lot of things that my god sisters won't be coming up to share, because I think that they said a lot of valuable things. So one thing that was that everybody was saying was the importance of having this relationship with the holy name. And there was one example given, one of my god sisters was sitting, chanting, and she, you know, she thought she was chanting normally, pretty good. And came a dog. And the dog came close by and she said, hi. And the dog responded, came closer to her. And then it dawned on her, I have more of a relationship with this dog than I have with the holy name, Krishna. And it was a big realization, probably the biggest realization that she carried from this. And I think that maybe all of us can share in our realization that, you know, our relationship is with Krishna. We have these cell phones, but then we also have the bead bag, which is a direct line, and we don't seem to utilize it. At least if we look back at our whatever it is, 10, 20, 30, 40 years that we've been chanting, I just, maybe I don't have a good enough vision, but I don't see that we have too many pure devotees or people who are walking around with aware that Krishna is dancing on their tongue. So there must be something wrong, and it's not that the process doesn't work. This is Lord Chaitanya's process, this is Srila Prabhupada's process that he gave us. So it must be that we're not applying the process properly. And I'm very grateful that these systems of association have been created so that we can improve our chanting. I attended a seminar at one point where the power of communal consciousness was demonstrated. Several devotees were asked as a drama, really, start offending each other publicly. It was staged, but we didn't know it was staged. And they started yelling at each other. It was horrible. And the whole group, about 60 of us, all became perturbed. Our heart was feeling tense and even feeling pain. Some got headaches, backaches. We were feeling terrible. And then when we saw that it was actually not real, we were brought to realize the power of a communal consciousness. We had all been drawn into this fault-finding mentality. Now, the same thing can apply if you put together several devotees in a room that have one thing in common. They want to get closer to Krishna. They want to get their japa in a deeper. They want to be able to communicate with Krishna. Then automatically, everybody is in that room can benefit from that communal consciousness. Now, now that we have tasted some of this effect, I think that it's our duty when we go back to our areas where we live that we share this with others, that we create somehow groups of people that have this understanding. Like in Vraharupa Mataji's case, she says several devotees from her temple are here. But somehow if we can communicate this to others so that others can also say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and really mean it, not just say it, really mean it. I think that we will get a lot of benefit for ourselves and for others as well. So thank you for letting me speak a few minutes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Kaliya Krishna Prabhu. Next, I will call Raja Leela.
Hare Krishna. I feel very embarrassed to speak before the devotees and especially senior devotees coming up after me. Anyway, it's an opportunity. So I'd like to appreciate our wonderful teachers. I think they've given a tremendous sincere effort in trying to give us all something of value to take away with us. So I don't have so much to say on my own behalf. I was just sitting with the group briefly and some points were coming up. I could see the devotees were genuinely inspired about their experience here for a few days. And there's no doubt this is the first japa retreat I've been here, but the long tentacles of Burijan's octopus have been going out to different places, and I think gradually the message will get out, this is the place to be if you want to get some deeper understanding about sadhana and bhakti. So some of the devotees in this group here, they were very, very inspired about the chanting of the 64 rounds a few days ago and then the wonderful kirtan program yesterday. And personally, I just found the instructions from the classes very, very well put and assimilatable, if that's assimilable. trying to think of one of them on the spot here, but we just had some nice examples about concentrating on japa. I think we've all got Burijan's tape recorder in our mind. Just hear the sound of the name. Try to touch Krishna with your consciousness. I'm sure this will tape recorder will keep playing for a long time. And some of the devotees, this point was coming up that this experience has been an opportunity to bridge the theory of Krishna being non-different from his name with our practice. And I've been struggling for so many years to try and follow a regulated system of sadhana bhakti, maybe not as serious as the devotee that tries to chant before Mangalati or doesn't eat before chanting 16 rounds. But anyway, trying to keep regulated. But I found, as Pankajangri Prabhu expressed, that there was some symptoms of emotion there over the days that we had this experience. Satchinanda Maharaj's nice meditation for us really evoked something a little bit. So it just gave me an idea that it's possible. It doesn't have to be always just a routine. Throw the bead bag down, done it. Great. What's on the real menu? But as we're seeing by a concentrated few days concentration, that, you know, there's a lot there in the bead bag and in the chanting, and especially in the association. This question came to my mind as like a rhetorical question. I can answer it, but the question came to my mind, what's more important, this place or the chanting? Because there's so much we've been experiencing that somehow or other there's such a magical potency of being here in the Holy Dham together. But obviously the chanting can be taken anywhere, and Srila Prabhupada, you know, inaugurated the Krishna consciousness movement on the basis of getting us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But to me, what I'm taking away from here this time, and my first time at the retreat, is a very wonderful experience with very many wonderful devotees. And one of the things that did stay much in my mind out of all the nice talks was Burujan Prabhu giving that nice, unfunny joke about the man in the boat who was a bit discouraged with the association in the boat, the way the people were carrying on and the food not being so good. I could really relate to it. In fact, the food's been wonderful and the association's first class, so it shows you what kind of person I really am. But when he gave that example, it sort of just stayed in my mind the whole rest of the time, and I began to realize that it's a fact that Krishna's invited every single individual here to participate in this function. And I appreciated the final note this morning that, you know, there is, I think everyone, the taste of the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. So people may say japa retreat's good or japa retreat's bad, whatever, but I don't think there would be many that have actually committed the time here and felt like there wasn't something worthwhile to take away. So a little bit of good invested time, and you know, I feel like it's a bit of a revival for my spiritual life, a bit of a, given me a bit of an ambition in my chanting, and a very nice week's experience with here, with all your devotees. So thank you very much for the time to say my humble realizations. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kaliya Krishna Prabhu. Rajalila?
So it is with deep appreciation that I thank Prashant and Mitra, the teachers, the pujaris, and all of you that are so fortunate to be here at the Japa retreat, that I can be here in all of your association. I'm just deeply grateful. Prashanta and Mitra, they worked so, so, so hard to bring this environment together, of course, with the amazing service of the teachers. However, we all understand, most of us, I believe, what it takes in the background to let something happen. And so I really want to really appreciate them for being those personalities in the background, steadfast, giving us the nourishment that we need when we hear from the teachers to be attentive. I had an interesting experience this time at the Japa retreat. Somehow, by some great fortune, I'm able to come for a few years. But last year, I was not able to come. And both my husband and I, Ekavira Prabhu, we felt really bereft of hearing and also bereft of having the association of all the devotees. And so this year we made a determined effort, no matter what it was going to take for us to be here. And so somehow that reciprocation came and we were able to be here. The first few days for me was a little bit difficult getting into the flow because it just took a little while. And I was reflecting every night before I slept. I was praying, Srimati Radharani, what's going on? I'm not so connected. It's not happening. What's happening? What am I looking for? What's happening with me? I couldn't quite understand. And each day I would listen. I would try to hear something that would touch my heart to move out of this dilemma, this cloud that was covering me. And of course, I kept hearing Burujan Prabhu speaking about being a servant, which is something that always penetrated my heart from him, always be a servant, a servant. And I kept hearing that. And I heard this wonderful story from Giriraj Maharaj about this Mataji that had hurt herself in such a way that she couldn't do any service. And I kept hearing Sachinanda Maharaj, and he started a retreat speaking about balance and how important balance was. So those things captured my ear. At the time, it didn't seem to get my heart. So I think Srimati Radharani, she made a way to make sure that I would get it in my heart. And so the day after the 64 rounds day, I remember coming back and feeling so excited, so energized, and thinking, finally, I've entered into the mood of the Japa retreat. And I thought, I'm still awake, and my body's still alive, and alive in the sense that I had energy. And so my husband and I, we had this service that we knew we needed to get to do. So I thought, okay, I could do some of this service now. I can enter into this service. And so I laid on my stomach with my computer. Sorry, Prabhu, I did take out my computer to do this service. And I lost track of time, and laying on my stomach for 3 hours or so, when I got moved from my computer, my back was out, totally out. I could not move. My husband had to move me. And I was just amazed, like, how could this happen? 1 minute I'm chanting 64 rounds enthusiastically, I'm excited about being in the Dham, so many things, and now I can't function. How is this possible? So I just had to lay on my back that night in excruciating pain. And I was just praying, Krishna, what's going on? What's going on? Like this. And so the next morning I thought, as I fell off, I thought, okay, it will go away. By tomorrow I'll be fine. And I woke up the next morning and the pain was even more. And I kept thinking, wow, today is the kirtan day. And I'm laid out on my back. Okay, there must be some reason for this. And I realized spiritually, as I lay there, spiritually I could understand that I am in the best place to have whatever is going on with me. I'm in Varshana. I'm in Srimati Radharani's home. This is the absolute best place to be. So just lie here, Vrajalila, and just accept whatever is going on, because spiritually you're perfectly situated. However, emotionally, I was feeling so guilty. And I was feeling just something was happening with me emotionally, because I thought, but you're not taking proper advantage, and you came here and for 2 days you couldn't get connected, and all the guilt feelings started coming up about what I wasn't and what I'm not, and it went on and on like that. And I could understand emotionally these things were happening, because physically I was in pain. So my emotional body and my physical body was both speaking to me. However, I did understand, spiritually you're perfectly situated. And I knew that the only thing I could do was to hear and to chant. That's all. So I lied. I was just laying there flat, asked my husband for my beads. I could chant. I chanted for a while. And then after some time, I listened to this pastime of Mukunda Das, Lord Chaitanya's pastime. And it really brought me to this realization about what the Japa retreat means for me. Most importantly for me, what I keep getting is how to pray to not be a pretentious devotee. I heard that pastime in that mood. Our Lord Chaitanya, after rebuking him, called him back after millions of births, he said. But still, he was so happy that after millions of births, he would finally get that audience with the Lord. And I thought, you're here just for some hours, and you're going through all these emotional things, all these emotional things. And so as I heard that pastime, I could understand this point, this mood about one, for me, one must become very honest and sincere on this path of devotional service. And that can only happen taking shelter of the holy name. And I realized it was arranged that I would just be on my back with bereft of the association of devotees, bereft of the kirtan, bereft of the teachers, bereft of my husband. He went to the kirtan, and I was just there by myself with the holy name. That's all I had. That's all I had was the holy name. And I thought, Krishna, thank you. Thank you, Srimati Radharani. So that day, that part of the day was in deep gratitude and deep appreciation, understanding that, yes, this is the greatest gift that I could ever have. And please let me thank Srila Prabhupada. Please let me thank the teachers. I didn't know that an opportunity would have been arranged for me to do that. So I want to thank the teachers very, very much. I want to thank you so much, because perhaps this is probably one of my best japa retreats. That pain was really wonderful, really wonderful. And then somehow I kept thinking, in that time, that period, even though I'm chanting, the emotional body was still talking, and it was saying, you know, if you were in America, you would have a chiropractor. But you are, although you're in the best spiritual place, you're in Varshana, but guess what? There's no chiropractors here. And then my husband came and said, Rajalila, we found a chiropractor for you. I was like, no, this is not real. And he said, yeah, there's a chiropractor. He's from Russia, and he's agreed to come. And that Prabhu came to the room and worked on my body. And devotees, thank you so much. I was able to be at the kirtan at 4 o'clock in the evening and relish the association and relish Srila Mahamaharaj. Thank you. Thank you all very much, and all glories to the holy name of the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajalila. Sachitanai Prabhu. So this is our last speaker.
Hare Krishna. I am Sachitanai Das from Mauritius, a very small island in the south of the globe, where His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj came to plow the land so that Krishna consciousness could grow there. So by His mercy, today I'm here, I'm sitting here, trying to share with you a few realizations. Thank you. So a few years back, I was in VIHE, and there was this Mataji Siddhilal Shah. She was giving a class on Madhurya Kadambini. And there she said that mercy is distributed by the devotees. Krishna distributes a mercy through His devotees. And this is exactly what happened to me. Some time back in Mauritius, my friend Haridev Prabhu, he told me, there is a japa retreat. Why don't we go together? Then I said, yes. And this is how I got the mercy of being here amongst you all. So I wish to thank the organizers for this retreat. We had the VIHE, all our teachers, and the people who worked at the back in the Prasadam hall in the kitchen, and the devotees who did the kirtan. And what to say about the kirtan? I remember when we were in Kher Kadamba, this Babaji there, he was telling that, in Kher Kadamba, in the land of Srimati Radharani, we don't say thank you, we say Radhe Radhe. So the kirtan, I can't say it was so beautiful, so powerful. And there is a word, ecstasy, which I don't know the meaning yet. So I don't want to use this word. But that was, the kirtan was so powerful. I could see the hearts melting and flowing through the eyes of devotees in the kirtan. And that was really wonderful. And here, I can't say one word to identify this retreat. I call it a life-changing process, a life-changing program. Although today is the last day, it's almost over. But for me, it's not over, it's just the beginning. We have been given so many tested tools to improve, or at least to start chanting with focus. And this is what I'm going to do now, to use these tools. And another thing I want to say, it acted like a mirror for me. I was just seeing myself in that mirror, and that was horrible. And now I remember something which His Grace Burijan Prabhu was saying in the small work group we had. He was telling that when a child cries, the mother can understand what the child wants. So what she'll do, if it is not a very serious cry, she will just give the child a soother, what you call it, or this rubber nipple, and then the child will be doing like that, and the child will be quiet. But then if the cry is very serious, the child will throw away that soother, won't accept it. And for some time I realized this is what is my situation. So when I chant, I cry to Krishna for his mercy, and then Krishna just throws that soother and I'm happy. But now we have been given the tools, this has been disclosed to us, the secret has been disclosed. So here in the retreat, at least I have learned how to cry. But I have to practice. I have to practice, maybe in the coming, I don't know, days, months. I hope it's not years. That I will be able to cry for the mercy, for the love of Krishna. So, once again, I thank you all for your mercy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Satchitanai Guru. Narayani? Is Jagatarini here? Yes, she's here. I can't see her. Okay, so Jagatarini will be our last speaker.
So before I came here, I've been on a constant marathon for some months and some years. And so in the last few months, I've been just very concentrated on my service. And the chanting, I do my 16 rounds, but I was feeling quite a lack somewhere in my chanting. And so I came here with a desire to fill that void or that lack that I was feeling in my chanting. And so, of course, here it was also a marathon because I was the pujari and not enough sleep. So it's a struggle in the morning to keep awake during the classes and the 64 rounds day also. So between the mind and the soul's desire, there was a bit of bit of a struggle. And so there would be nice times and easy and also difficult times. So by the time lunch came, I was thinking, okay, I'll just stay a little bit longer and then go home early and you'll get your rest. And so then lunch came. After lunch, I was chanting, and then Burijan Prabhu started talking about Krishna coming home with the cows, and then there was this beautiful breeze coming in the trees, and then I was feeling, yeah, Krishna's coming home with the cows. And then it was time for me to go, and I said, no, I don't want to go. I can't go now. I can't go back. And not only that, I wanted to chant also at the same time. I felt like, no, I just want to chant and be here with Krishna and the cows. And so I didn't go back. And the same thing with the kirtan. Oh, at the end of that day, too, there was Sri Rupa Goswami's Charanamrita. They told me it was Bisleri water, but whoever tasted it could say that it wasn't bisleri. It was camphor, chandan, some oils mixed in there. But they said they only put bisleri in there, so that was one thing I experienced. And then on the kirtan day also, my mind was starting again, okay, you go home, don't, you know, it's too long. But every kirtan was sweeter than the next. I said, okay, just one more kirtan. And by the time it came, it was the end of the day. And every kirtan kept getting sweeter. And so I found the lack that I was missing, that the sweetness, there is some sweetness. Now whenever I chant, that sweetness comes back. And so I came with kind of a lack, but I'm going home with a taste of sweetness. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Narayani. May I call Jagatarini? Mataji?
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nivasesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarani. So, I was thinking to myself as I was sitting at the back how nice it was to hear all the devotees describing their experiences here at the Japa retreat. And I was really appreciating their determination, their earnestness, and their satisfaction from being here in Braj, Varshana particularly, and through dedicating this time consciously to improving their japa. And then as I was sitting there thinking, I thought to myself, now, if I have to say anything, should I say something very nice? Or should I be very honest? And I felt a little nervous, and then I thought, I probably better say something honest. So, thinking away, I thought to tell you that I think probably I'm the most foolish and most fortunate person here at the Japa retreat, because I get to come because I'm my husband's wife, so I get to come with like a free pass. And sometimes I think, oh no, another Japa retreat. Oh no. Because for me personally, japa is not easy. And even a japa retreat isn't actually easy. And so I sometimes quietly to myself after the japa retreat, I look at what I consider my scores on how I did, and I feel a little disappointed because I didn't get some kind of a huge revelation. I definitely can say without a shadow of a doubt that every year that I come to this japa retreat, my japa has improved. And I feel a deeper gratefulness for the opportunity to chant with the devotees and try to improve my japa. And I feel so honestly satisfied in that. Whereas at the same time, as I said, why I feel so fortunate and yet so unfortunate, I still feel that I have a very, very, very enormously long way to go. So what is my solution? I come next year. And of course for me, I can say, oh yes, it's easier for me because I get this free pass. I'm obliged to come. But I would heartily recommend it to anyone and every one of you to make this a priority. There are japa retreats and japa retreats. But this particular retreat is right there either in the hands of Giriraj 1 year or in the hands of Srimati Radharani every other year that we've had the retreat. And like me, even if you're not a good japa practitioner, you'll find that your japa will improve radically just by coming here year after year and maybe going through the humiliating experience of looking at yourself again and trying to do it again. But continuing to do so is bound to bring success for anyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Jagatarini Mataji. And thanks to all those who have spoken before. It was very nice. Did you like it? So this concludes our session on realizations and sharing. And now we will proceed under the guidance of Burijan Prabhu, Giriraj Maharaj and Satchinandan Swami, who should be coming soon.
We have a special surprise for you right now. 15 minutes of japa. Of focused, concentrated, being so fortunate to be here. Chanting Krishna's holy name in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Just seriously, please try to listen to the holy name of Krishna. And if we can do that, we are very fortunate.